Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Colossians 1. He said, verse 12, Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. He's justified us and made us right and fit to do what? To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, let's just stop right here. Do you still have your place in Luke?
Yes.
Good for you. Go back to Luke 12. He's made us able to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. What is the inheritance? Yes, yeah, some of you are already on it there. Luke 12, 31, seek ye the kingdom of God. All these things will be added to you. Seek what?
The kingdom.
Hope you don't get tired of hearing about the kingdom. Because we are going to hammer on it for a while. Right? Are you with me on this? And just say it to yourself throughout the day and throughout the week. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The next verse he said, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Oh, glory. We ought to get interested in the kingdom because it's His plan and pleasure to give it to us. That's what this is about. So He's made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. What is the inheritance? He's given us the kingdom. What kingdom? Not the kingdoms of this world. Certainly not the kingdom of darkness, the devil's kingdom. His kingdom. His dominion. Where His rule is accomplished. And where His will is done. Oh, I'm excited about the kingdom of God. I'm telling you. Soon and very soon. In the entire heavens. And the entire new earth. The only thing that's going to be happening is the will of God. That's all that's going to be happening. Yeah. And when it is, it'll never be 110 degrees again. It'll never, that ain't the will of God. It will never be minus 30 again. There'll never be any tornadoes or hurricanes or typhoons or tsunamis. Never be one more sickness, no more aches, no more pains, no more aging, no more crying, no more sorrow, no more dying. Oh, glory to God, the kingdom of God. We're not far from it. We're not far from it. The fulfillment of the kingdom of God in the heaven and the earth. I'll get to this in a minute. We are already in the kingdom.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Kingdom's already begun. His kingdom. Well, let's just start right here. Is His will God's will being done anywhere? Anywhere in the earth? Yes, it is. How about Faith Life Church? How about your house? Right? I didn't come here to do my thing this morning.
Amen.
Right?
That's right?
What are you interested in? God's plan. God's will. Right? God's kingdom. So God's kingdom extends to Branson. Right? And through where you are, believing God in the camera and everywhere else. At your house. It'd do you good to say, the kingdom of God rules here. Come out over your house and your stuff. The kingdom of God rules this place. God's will is done here. Now see, that's the acid test of whether God really is ruling in that situation. Is his will being done? Because it's easy enough to say Jesus is my Lord. But it's another thing for him to really be. If he really is your Lord, then you don't just decide to where you're going to work and where you go to church and when you quit a marriage and what you do and how you do it. If he's your Lord, you go to him and ask him. And many times it's not what you want to do, not what your flesh wants to do, but if he says do it or don't do it, you submit to his lordship. And you say, even with the master, how many know there was a time in the master's life when his personal flesh didn't want to do? Huh? What was before him in the will of the Father? And what did he say? Not my will, but thy will be done. That is proof positive. The kingdom of God is here. Is ruling and governing here. Why? The will of God is done. Is being done. Say it out loud for this church and for your house and for everything that you have any control over.
Not my will.
But your will,
be done.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
Here.
Just like it is.
In heaven. How many know that there is no demon activity in heaven? There is nobody doing anything against the will of God in heaven. Kingdom of God has full sway. His will is being done perfectly in every part of heaven. And he taught us, pray that that happens on the earth. So it comes to the place where, just like it is, the only thing that's happening is the will of God in heaven. There'll come a time when the only thing that's happening in the earth is the will of God. That time is not today. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in the earth today that is not the will of God. How many believe that now? Are you with me? How many know there's a lot of stuff happening in the earth that is not the will of God?
Amen.
It's just a fact. Let's prove it further with the scripture. You're in Colossians 1. Again. He said he's made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. It's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Verse 13, Colossians 1:13. He has done what?
Delivered
us from the power of darkness and done what? Has translated us into what? The kingdom of his dear son. That's what happened when you were born again. Let me read this to you from the Amplified. It says, the Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness. Now let's just stop right there. Is there a kingdom of God?
Yes.
Is there a kingdom of darkness?
Yes.
Well, you can already see this here. There is there a place where darkness has dominion and rule and control? Man, you wouldn't even have to be too sharp at all to just look around on the planet and see that darkness is ruling. In some places. Too many places. Right? Darkness is domineering. Darkness is controlling. Too many places. Whole cities and whole countries. Aren't you glad for the light you have? Oh, thank God. For the light we have. He said he's delivered us out of the control and dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Oh, the kingdom we're a part of now is a kingdom of love. Kingdom of life. Kingdom of anointing. Kingdom of joy. How many remember what Romans says? The kingdom of God is not... It's not food and it's not drink, but what is it? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace. Oh, just stop on that one right there, right there.
Oh, yeah.
The kingdom of God. How many know when you see darkness ruling, you don't see peace?
That's right.
Right? You do not see right being done. When darkness is ruling, right is not done. People are wronged. People are not done right. The kingdom of God is right, righteousness, rightness. What else is the kingdom of God? Peace. It's not confusing. You can tell where the kingdom of God is ruling and where the kingdom of darkness is ruling. In the kingdom of darkness, people don't have peace. They're fearful. They're afraid. They're stressed. Right? That's why we ought to be witnesses in the midst of this world. Right? That we have peace. What else is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. My, my. In the kingdom of God, how can we tell if you're in the kingdom and the kingdom's in you and the will of God is ruling in your life? Right is going to be going on in you and through you and around you. What else?
Peace.
Peace of God that passes understanding. Keeping your heart and your mind. What else? Joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Joy. See, where the kingdom of darkness is ruling, depression. Dark. Fear. Heaviness. Sorrow. That's why you ought not come to church. And it be sad. If this is a kingdom outpost, a kingdom outreach, you ought to pull up on the parking lot and go, whoo! Man, I can tell the kingdom of God reaches this place. Oh, you feel that peace? Ooh, glory. And people treat you right around here. Right? And joy, 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 joy. Somebody ought to say joy. Say joy. Joy. There's some people in here. There's some people watching my camera. You have been sad too long, too long, too long. Grumpy. Oh, man. Your friends are tired of it. And you don't realize how tired they are of how grumpy and sourpuss you are. Have them understand? Depressed day after day. Depressed, depressed, depressed. Means what is ruling in your life? That's the dominion of darkness. That's not the will of God being done.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Everlasting Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402B. That's R1402B, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.